We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. A beautiful Monday in the Delaware Valley. Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, Joe G. In once again for Ike as Ike continues his vacation. Ben is on a train to nowhere, so we have Jack Fritz producing today and maybe sometimes trying to sneak in a comment or two. What's up, Joe J?
So it's the WIP Evening Show joining forces here with you?
It's WIP Evening
That's
Show
right.
and myself. And yes. So and I got to tell you, man, they said some days when you don't have a lot to talk about and you come in and it's like, all right, let's do the show. There's other days where you have a lot to talk about and you're excited to get on the air. I couldn't wait to get on the air today, because we have a potential trade that's going down in Philadelphia with the Phillies, with a superstar, a young superstar coming to the city. So before we get right into it, we're going to get right into it. Jim Salisbury of NBC Sports Philadelphia is going to join us at 3 o'clock with the latest. Joe, you've acquired some information.
So here's what I got. So I was texting back and forth with a buddy who's down in Baltimore and has...
In the industry.
And has someone that he talks to within the Orioles. Now, I don't know who this is, but it's someone that he talks to within the Orioles. And this is the text I got just a few minutes before the show. Manny to the Phils come Wednesday morning. Offer is worse than both the Yankees and Dodgers. Andy McPhail is a magician. That's what I just found out.
Wow.
That's what I was just told. And it kind of goes along with everything else that's being put out there the last, what, 6, 7, 8 hours or so. That this feels like there is a deal done, that the Orioles have a deal with somebody.
I feel like that.
I do, too.
They're waiting till after the All-Star game.
So, Manny, they can have a representative.
Well, and baseball doesn't want, they don't want a trade going on right now. It takes away from the game
and everything
else. Right,
overshadows the whole week.
Yep.
So, it seems like the Orioles have a deal. My buddy here thinks it is with the Phillies. And the way that's worded to me, it feels like the deal might not be, they might not have blown anyone out of the water, but maybe the Phillies and McPhail convinced the Orioles, because everyone here used to work there. Like, look, these kids you're getting, they're going to be good. Take our offer, and maybe it just happens.
All else being equal, who do you want to do business with? If it's close, what do we take? It's close. Is it this offer or that offer? The Brewers maybe are offering this, which maybe has a bat they like better, and the Phillies offer has an arm that maybe they like a little bit better. So check this out. According to all the experts, and everybody's pretty much saying this, last week it looked like, actually the last show we did, I was kind of ticked off because it didn't seem like the Phillies were really all in on it. Right? Like
and you were saying all in or all out?
Right. They were pussyfooting around. And according to all the experts now, the Brewers, the Phillies, are really the top finalists. The Dodgers are included. Yankees are out, according to a lot of people. Now, that also could be used to encourage the Yankees to get back in. You put that information out there. Oh, the Yankees aren't really a finalist. Now they improved their offer. Whatever it may be, it seems like that the Phillies really have stepped up their pursuit and are serious about making this happen. Buster Olney said this, that the O's are on the 10-yard line. The Phillies, Brewers, and the Dodgers are waiting for the goal line call. They've narrowed their focus. It seems like I agree with you. I believe it's done unless somebody maybe steps up at the last minute. It seems like it's done, and I do believe it's the Phillies. I think by the time the season resumes after the All-Star break on Thursday, Manny Machado will be a Philadelphia Philly.
Which is amazing. I mean, think about this season, John. People thought 500 a little bit better, maybe in the mix for a wild card. They're in first place. And they didn't even have a good weekend this weekend, but they're in first place at the All-Star break. And I'm with you. I think this is going to happen. I have moved to the point where I believe it's going to happen. Now, I hope they don't overpay. Now, the text I got, I just said, it makes me think they haven't overpaid. They're not going to overpay here. I just hope they don't overpay.
Here's the price that I believe Jim Salisbury put out there. So it makes sense. He's the local expert. He's the guy that's been around. He normally gets the best information from, you believe, inside the Phillies organization. He joins us at 3 o'clock today. Two of their top five prospects, four of their top 10 prospects. So you have Adonis Medina, who's their second overall prospect. You have Jalen Ortiz, who's a 19-year-old monster outfielder. He's their fifth best. And then you have two other guys. That's a legit package. I'd do it in a second at that price. If that's what it is, Joe, you get it done in a second. And I wonder what changed from when last week we felt like that they were sniffing around, but they really weren't committed. Somebody had, was it Jerry Krasnick that had the John Middleton, the owner, became involved?
Yeah, and I think John Heyman had something on that as well.
Heyman did as well?
Yeah.
Well, Heyman's close to being dead to us. Because we were trying to get him on last week.
And he's too busy tweeting.
He's too busy retweeting nonsense, right?
For fan cred or whatever.
Yeah, well, I get it. He's very, very busy. But yeah, I don't even think we're going to talk. Now, maybe. But
I think, yeah, two reporters put out the Middleton card.
Makes sense, right? Too.
Well, if you're looking for a reason why things may have changed over the last 5 days.
Right, so check this out, right? And this is what I ask Phillies fans out there. Did you watch the Phillies this weekend? For the people that say no, you didn't watch the Phillies this weekend. This is the reason the Phillies should be motivated to do the deal, that they didn't watch them this weekend. A first-place team that people aren't watching. Did you watch the Phillies this weekend? Oh, you did watch the Phillies this weekend. Another reason to make this trade. The offense sucks. This offense isn't good enough. And Machado gives you an elite bat, right in the middle. You got to get this done. At this point, it will be a disappointment if they don't get this trade done.
Well, Joe, it's far enough along now. Like, this isn't like it popped up one night and then the next night he was traded somewhere else. This has been about 3-4 days. And now I think there's a sense in this town. You and I are part of this right now. You feel like it's going to happen. So it's going to be felt if Friday comes along and for some reason he goes to the Dodgers or he goes to the Brewers.
I'll be totally disappointed.
Because people have started to pencil him into the lineup. I did it this morning. I was like, oh, where would he fit? And I have him third, and then you could put Hoskins behind him fourth. The whole lineup would look totally different.
Totally different. And you look at it, maybe it doesn't happen Thursday. They're back Thursday, right?
Friday.
Is it Friday against the Padres?
So they're off Wednesday, Thursday. Nothing happens.
Friday against the Padres.
Now batting for the Phillies, shortstop Manny Machado.
The electricity that'll be down at the ballpark, the walk-up crowd that they'll get, the audience, the radio audience here on 94 WIP. Even if it's a rental and he leaves and the guys that they send to Baltimore end up being all-stars, it's worth it right now. It's worth it. It's worth it. You're not trading your best prospect. You're trading your second best prospect who's not having a great year down at single A. 888-729-9494. Jim Salisbury is going to join us at 3 o'clock. He's the guy that's had the information. He's had the details.
Yep.
He's had the guys that are involved. We'll ask what Jim thinks. Right now, based on what I'm hearing and based on the information Joe's getting from Baltimore, it looks like it could be happening. Right now.
Yeah, the sense is that the Phillies, I haven't heard one person, whether the person I talked to or any of the national or even local reporters say not Phillies. It almost feels like, someone's close, probably the Phillies, but no one has come out and said,
Phillies and Brewers.
I think the Brewers are going to get him.
And it's all about who steps up and gets it done. And the fact that the Phillies front office is really the Orioles front office, or used to be, just think about it. You have relationships with guys. You move on to other places. You still have those relationships. Who you want to do a deal with? You want to do a deal with people that you know and you care about and you trust? Or you want to do a deal with guys that maybe you don't know in a different city?
Well, you just brought up last week what changed. You and I were on the air Thursday. Nothing was going on. The Phillies seemed like they weren't in it. What happened Thursday night when we left here? The Phillies played in Baltimore. They were there, literally there in Baltimore. Like, I don't know if that's when a conversation happened. Anything could happen on phone or through text message, but there's your perfect example. Like, they were there literally, and then all this stuff picked up.
Yep, and then the Phillies offense stinks.
That doesn't help the situation.
Just flat out.
Maybe it does.
You wasted another Aaron Nola.
Yeah, that one stunk more than yesterday. Yesterday they had a bad inning, and Santana forgot how many outs there were. When you lose a game where Nola only gives up 2 runs, that's shame on you. You got to win that game.
It was tough. So here's the question. First of all, remember, this is a rental.
Now, that's all it is.
There is another side to this. It is not only not likely, I can't tell you a time where a player was traded and signed an extension. Forget about the fact you're talking about it'll be the largest contract, maybe in Major League history, that's signed, right? That's not going to happen when he gets here on July whenever, unless they're just willing to give him $500 million right now, which, who knows? But it could just be a rental. Joe, you were against it. You're going to be giving up 4 top 10 prospects if the names are out there. I don't know if that's – maybe they're able to negotiate and they get one of those guys from the top 10 out for somebody else.
Right.
Is it too much? Are you still against the rental aspect of it?
I'm not against rentals. I'm not against getting Machado, but I'm against paying too much. There's a line for me where I'm gonna, if the trade comes down and they give up four or five of their top 10 prospects, it's too much.
So you're saying this is too much right here?
Well, it depends on how many of those guys they give up.
All four.
Four of the top 10? I'm not in. It's too much.
Too much.
Here's what I would do. If they could do it for Medina, that seems like he's going in this deal.
He's gone.
And I'm willing to give him up. Medina, one more pitcher, and then a hitter. And maybe they want a guy like Franco back. Like, that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at, can they give up two prospects and a guy like Franco? Then I'm all in.
Could they send Rocco to...
is Franco the Rocco of the Phillies?
Yes, he's become, because I've heard everybody say to trade Franco down to Baltimore. By the way, if I'm Baltimore, that's an attractive piece.
Well, he does have 3 years left. He's not a rental, so there's your replacement bat. Now, he's not Machado, clearly, but he's something.
888-729-9494.
Can't overpay, John.
Four top 10 prospects.
Too much.
It's too much. See, I'm totally sold.
You're getting him for 2.5 months.
You and your little puppy dog Jack Fritz were against the, when I was saying the trade Rhys Hoskins for Machado, who cares? Jack came in and he goes, "What are you doing, man? Like, what are you doing? Trade night." Like, he was so upset with me, and I'm like, I'm like, dude, it's not about trading Hoskins. It's about go get the freaking guy.
Yeah, but
right?
You want
get
Hoskins
him.
And Machado. You want these players and Machado.
I understand that. My point is, instead of being scared like you guys are, like, oh, you can't give up too much. Who cares? Just go get the guy.
But can't give up too much.
All right. So here's the other aspect of it. Sure seems like John Middleton maybe got involved in this. Is that a good thing?
No.
The owner, because you know the owner has said this before. He's sending emails wondering why this was last year maybe. He's sending emails being like, what's going on? How come we're doing this? Mm-hmm. He's sending emails after games that he wants the front office to explain what's going on. John Middleton wants to win. He wants to win now. He wants to spend money. He's ready to do it.
Little young George Steinbrenner in John Middleton, which you could say is a good thing.
He wants to make a splash.
Or, look, I don't want to... Look,
called a driving force in ownership right now.
And
like,
if
with
it works
Phillies.
Out, great. But if he's the reason they give up too much, that's not a good thing. I don't like when owners get involved, John.
So
don't like it.
That's the second question. The owner getting involved, personnel things, right? Is that a good idea? Normally, Joe, I'd say no. I like my owner to be involved. I like for him to be supportive. Do I want him deciding on playing fantasy baseball from the owner's box? No, of course not. But the fact that he sees an opportunity, you know, and this just isn't about, this is a business standpoint, too. I mean, yeah, they'll do better down the stretch, the Phillies will.
He makes them a better team, clearly.
They get Machado, this is a hot ticket. That ballpark better be getting filled up as we get into the end of July and August. The first-place team that just got a superstar traded to him, where do I sign up for that? 888-729-9494. We'll take your phone calls coming up. Also, Jim Salisbury at 3 o'clock. Your chance to win. We're bringing this back, Joe. Your chance to win $1,000 every day at 3 and 4 o'clock. Just got to text the word. I'll give it to you at 3 and 4 o'clock. We're doing it for 5 weeks. It starts today. We have a great giveaway, which will tell you what we're doing. And that's all coming up next. When we start, Phillies fans, listen, it's All-Star Week. I want to hear from you right now. I demand full lines. 888-729-9494. Load them up. 888-729-9494 at Mark Cerise WIP. You do the trade, is it too much? And the owner seems like he's involved. Do you like it? Mark Cerise with Joe G. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.